94.9 FM, DAB, satellite and online.
London's news, London's stories.
This is BBC London 94.9.
London's news at 4 o'clock. I'm Christian Yeo. Controversial plans to close the A&E and maternity services at a hospital in North London are going ahead. Health Secretary Andrew Lansley is pushing through the proposal for Chase Farm in Enfield, ending a long-running dispute over its future. That's despite promises from leading political figures, including Prime Minister David Cameron, not to do so. BBC London's political correspondent Carl Mercer says today's decision will have a big impact.
What we've heard today is hugely significant for the people of Chase Farm and those who've been campaigning to keep it open. What we've heard today from the Department of Health is maternity and emergency or A&E services there will go. They'll be split to go to North Middlesex and to Barnet hospitals. Looking further across London, could be seen as very significant because there are a lot of these sort of reconfigurations and mergers planned. Up until now, many of the people within the NHS have thought we cannot possibly close our emergency or A&E departments. Now they will be looking at this decision and saying, well, if Chase Farm can do it, maybe we can if we meet the certain tests that the government have talked about.
Five people have been jailed for killing a woman with serious learning difficulties in a brutal attack in Warwickshire last year. 27-year-old Gemma Hayter was left to choke to death on a disused railway line in Rugby by a gang she regarded as her friends. The defendants were aged between 17 and 21 at the time. Police investigating allegations of slavery at a traveller's site in Bedfordshire say nine of the vulnerable men they freed yesterday have chosen not to help the inquiry. 15 others are being medically assessed. They're continuing to question four people arrested at the site in Leighton Buzzard. A fifth has been released on bail. The victims were found living in squalid conditions on the site. It's thought some have been held there against their will for up to 15 years. The local MP, Andrew Salouz, says questions should have been asked earlier.
What I'm thinking about this morning is all those people who had their drives laid or their terraces seen to by these victims. You know, they must have been offered perhaps a suspiciously low price. They must have seen the condition of the workers. It's that sort of thing that should have made the customers think and report their concerns to the police.
Police in Kenya say they're using all the tactics and resources available to try to find a British woman who was kidnapped yesterday and her husband murdered. Judith Tibbet, who's 57, was on holiday at an isolated resort near the border with Somalia when her husband David was shot dead. The TUC has put itself on a collision course with the government on the opening day of its annual conference in London. Delegates have voted unanimously to oppose planned cuts in public services, with a warning that the unions could mount a campaign of civil disobedience if the coalition brings in tougher employment laws. Some left-wing unions are also demanding that privatised utilities are returned to the public sector. Bob Crowe, leader of the rail union, the RMT, said the re-nationalisation should take place without compensation.
If we want to have real control over our economy, then we should take over those industries. People said last week to me, well, if we take it over, there will be a hell of a lot of compensation to pay. I don't think we should pay a single penny of compensation.
A central London disciplinary panel has ruled a social worker did not sexually abuse a child in his care. Vincent Page, who worked in Bedford and Letchworth, denied a series of sexual allegations between 2001 and 2003, and the General Social Care Council said none of them had been proved. We should know by tonight who'll replace Sir Paul Stevenson as Met Commissioner. The four candidates are being interviewed today by Boris Johnson and the Home Secretary Theresa May. But it's the Queen who makes the formal appointment, taking into account the views of the Mayor and the Police Authority. The frontrunners are ex-Merseyside Chief Constable Bernard Hogan Howe and the head of Strathclyde Police Stephen House. BBC London's learnt that talks are going on to extend the Oyster Card scheme out to train stations in Hertfordshire. The move could mean commuters will be able to use the Oyster Card on First Capital Connect services as far out as St Albans, Welwyn Garden City and Hertford North. The talks are between the Department for Transport, First Capital Connect and Transport for London. It could mean Oyster being introduced next year. In the city, a few moments ago, the FTSE was trading at 50.91, down 123 points. London's weather now with Wendy Hurrell.
Well, we have the remnants of Hurricane Katia with us at the moment.